The Champions League show on the Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by MyBookie.ag. Sports are back and MyBookie is now offering a 100% deposit bonus when you use the promo code SGP. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP to play, win and get paid. We're also brought to you by the leaders in daily fantasy, DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app now and use the promo code SGP to get a free shot at $1 million in total prizes for this weekend's UFC 252 contest. That's promo code SGP to get a free shot at $1 million with your first deposit only at DraftKings. We're also brought to you by BetQL. Want to get an advantage over the sportsbook with NBA, NFL and MLB back in action? You need to download BetQL, the only app you'll need to make smart bets this season. Head to BetQL.co and enter the code SGP20 for 20% off your first subscription. That's BetQL.co, promo code SGP. And finally, we're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers and they make it super easy to start your own sportsbook. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. If you weren't a fan before, you must be a fan of that music now, because that music must say to you, free money, because that's what we've been giving out on these European shows covering the Europa League and the Champions League. We have been giving you guys free money. We are 100% on our locks and we are coming off a 4-0 sweep on the last edition of the Champions League show. This is the Champions League show covering the quarterfinal matches. I am Billy and you are listening to the Soccer Gambling Podcast, simulcasting on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Only temporarily though, only until the start of the next season. And after that, soccer will be permanently on the Soccer Gambling Podcast only. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on Twitter at the SGP Network. You can follow me on Twitter at SGPEPL, where I continue to give out all of those free winners as I do on this show. But if you want all of my picks, head over to my website, lockbetting.com, where we are just coming off a monster month. The P&L is pinned to my at SGPEPL Twitter account. So I'm not even going to talk about it. Just go and look at the P&L and look what we did to the month of July. It's free to go and have a look. As I said, it is the pinned tweet. And then you can go and sign up to lockbetting.com. No better time to sign up than the start of the month. And especially while we are killing it in soccer, we're also killing it in the KBO, killing it in the NBA and everything else that we do. Plus, we have UFC 252 coming up this weekend. So head over to lockbetting.com right now. I don't understand why you'd bother following any of these Twitter frauds. I'm talking about Fredo, Mezit, anyone with Sharp in their name, Cash Out King, Las Vegas Freeze. These guys are all monumental frauds. Let me tell you, if you were making 5-10 grand bets and you were millionaires, you wouldn't be sitting on Twitter and you wouldn't be selling your betting packages for $30 or $40. That's absolute bullshit. These guys are frauds. They're not rich. They're not millionaires. They're not profitable. They don't know what they're talking about. Most of them only started covering soccer about 3 months ago when it came back before the US sports. Don't get roped in. I'm even beating these guys in US sports. I'm not just killing them in soccer. I'm destroying everybody at everything. I don't understand why you would follow these guys. Here you get absolute pinpoint analysis on everything. You get pinpoint analysis at lockbetting.com on the write-ups, me speaking on podcasts, a face, a name to the face. That's important. I have credibility. I have accountability. These guys have absolutely nothing. So if you're tailing these morons on Twitter and you end up losing money, good. I hope you go broke. You deserve to lose money. If you've got this podcast right here with 75 months of tracked profit delivering episode after episode after episode, lock after lock after lock, and you choose to go elsewhere, then bad luck to you. That's your problem. Let's roll on with the show here and start with Wednesday's quarterfinal between Paris Saint-Germain and Atalanta. Paris Saint-Germain are the even money favourites to win this game in 90 minutes. It's 3-1 on the draw and it's 5-2 on Atalanta. The qualification odds see PSG as the 4-6 favourites with Atalanta at 11-10, although you can get them at a best price of 5-4 at the moment. There was a time where I liked Atalanta to go through in this game. That was when Kylian Mbappe initially got injured, and obviously PSG didn't look good in those two cup finals, even though they won them both. But what happened is the sharps came in on Atalanta, and now the public are coming in on PSG. The sharps obviously came in immediately after the Mbappe injury, and now the public are coming in because they see PSG going up against an Atalanta team they're not too familiar with. Well, we are familiar with them, and we know that they've had an unbelievable season, finished comfortably in the top four in Italy. At one point, they were in second place, were the best team post-lockdown, went on an incredible run. But I'm not going to take Atalanta here as a dog. I'm actually going to side with the public. So even though the sharps think that they're being very sharp here by looking at the form and the statistics and the data and looking what Atalanta have done, and obviously they are aware of Kylian Mbappe and they saw PSG play quite badly in those two cup finals where they won one on penalties and won one by a goal to nil against a 10-man St Etienne team, I know that Atalanta are missing an even more important component than Kylian Mbappe in Ilic. Now, some of you guys who are casual soccer fans wouldn't have heard of Ilic, but Ilic has had an unbelievable season for Atalanta in the league and in the Champions League as well. He pulls the strings for this team, and he is far more important to Atalanta than Kylian Mbappe is to PSG. PSG are loaded with talent. Atalanta have primarily relied on the same crop of players to go on this unbelievable run and to win these games. And they are missing a key player here in Ilic. Ilic is not a better player than Kylian Mbappe, but Ilic is more important to Atalanta than Mbappe is to PSG. I think PSG are able to get through here. As you guys know, PSG are notorious for failing in the Champions League, and I think that they will fail in the Champions League. I don't have PSG as my winner. I don't have Manchester City as my winner. These are two teams that desperately want this competition and can't seem to get it done. This represents the best opportunity ever for PSG to get to a Champions League final. If you're giving me you're giving PSG the option at the start of the tournament to play against Atalanta in a quarterfinal and then face the winner of Atletico Madrid and RB Leipzig, they would absolutely snap your hand off. In fact, they would pay millions to fix that draw in order to get them this predicament, in order to get them through to a Champions League final. However, I still think this team are going to fall short. I just don't think it's going to be at this hurdle. I think the next hurdle, which is likely to be against Atletico Madrid, is going to be more difficult. I think they're going to be more set up to beat this team. I think with Atalanta, you're going to see an attack versus an attack game. We didn't quite get that with PSG versus Lyon, because Lyon approached that cup final very conservatively when they saw how St Etienne contained this PSG team. However, I think some of the rust may have come off PSG now after playing those two cup finals. And Atalanta have only just recently finished their Italian season, although they've had a better rest than teams like Juve and Inter, who had to immediately play in the last 16 games last week. So they will be prepared for this game. I just don't think that they have the personnel to beat this PSG team. Will there be goals in this game? Yeah, I think there'll be goals in this game. I mean, initially, I was going to steer clear of a pick because I didn't like the fact Mbappe was missing. But with Ilic's problems, and the problem with Ilic is unknown, there's a lot of rumours going around that he went to surprise his wife in Slovenia and found her in bed with another man. This stuff about him being depressed from COVID and never really recovering from it. There's loads of random stuff that doesn't quite add up. But the fact is that Ilic isn't back and he's not playing this game. And without Ilic, I don't like Atalanta to get through in this game. So Whereas I don't think PSG are going to end up in that Champions League final and definitely won't win this competition, I think they will be able to navigate this hurdle. So I think PSG to qualify at 4-6 does represent some decent value. At one point, PSG to qualify was knocking around at 3-4 because the Sharps had bet Atalanta into 11-10. And even 21-20, I saw at one point. This was straight after the Mbappe injury. And even I, at that point, liked Atalanta. But I don't like the way Atalanta finished the last couple of games of the season. I don't like them missing Ilic. I just think that PSG have lucked out here and they will be able to get past this team. So I'm going to take PSG simply to qualify here at 4-6 in this one. Moving on to the aforementioned Atletico Madrid game. They will be taking on RB Leipzig. RB Leipzig are at 2-1. It's 11-5 the draw, and it's 6-4 on Atletico Madrid in the 90-minute markets. RB Leipzig are at 21-20, and Atletico Madrid are available at 8-11 to qualify here. I think that is a fantastic price on Atletico Madrid to qualify. I think that may have moved slightly as well, because I remember seeing it at 4-6. Maybe this is something to do with the COVID situation in terms of Atletico having two players out through COVID. I don't think it makes a difference. If people follow what Simeone does throughout the season, he's got this team drilled, playing for him. It doesn't matter who you chop and change and take out. He rotates constantly. If you look through Atletico Madrid lineups, you'll rarely see the same players. Sometimes he rotates the entire back four, but they still play the Simeone way, which makes them very, very difficult to beat. They had an excellent run post-lockdown. If you remember, we bet on them to finish in the top four. They're outside of the top four, and we got that at 4-6. I also had a separate bet, a lock from the start of the season, for Atletico Madrid to win the league without Barcelona and Real Madrid, so essentially to finish third. They managed to do that. They finished third in the table. Atletico Madrid went on an 11-game unbeaten run, including 6 wins without conceding a goal post-lockdown. Half of Leipzig's 8 Champions League goals have been penalties, and they're missing Werner now because Werner's gone to Chelsea. That's an absolutely vital miss that makes this RB Leipzig team much less dangerous. Atletico Madrid have always progressed from knockout clashes with German sides in this competition, and Atleti have kept 4 clean sheets in their last 7 matches in Europe. I think everything here points to Atletico Madrid. Don't forget, we have them as our lock to reach the Champions League final as well, and we got that at 13-5. So I'm not going to go against that here. There's no reason to. I love Atletico Madrid here. I like them to get the win here in 90 minutes. I love the qualification price. Now it's moved to 8-11. I also like this game to go under here. You're getting the under here at 4-6. I see nothing but a tight game here. Leipzig are obviously going to try to press the game, but without Werner, I don't see how they're dangerous. Obviously, Werner isn't the only player that contributed to Leipzig's goal tally this season, but I think Atletico Madrid will be able to neutralise this team, and this team don't defend well. So Atletico Madrid, if they get a goal and Leipzig press forward, it's going to give Atletico good opportunities on the break to score that second goal to kill this game off. So I do think that the 6-4 represents great value here at 90 minutes as well. So 6-4 on Atletico, 90 minutes. I like the under here at 4-6, under 2.5. But Atletico to qualify at 8-11 is an unbelievable price, because I strongly fancy this team to get through to the Champions League final. I just think that they have the metal to cause PSG or Atalanta huge problems stylistically by the way they play, by parking that big Simeone bus up and making themselves difficult to break down. We saw how badly Liverpool struggled against it. And what we have on this side of the draw are 3 teams who play similarly to Liverpool in terms of wanting to have the ball, pressing against you. Leipzig press, PSG press, Atalanta press. They press and try and win the ball high up. Atletico already know how to play against that. They've played against the likes of Barcelona in La Liga. So this isn't going to phase them. This isn't going to be a problem for Atletico. I strongly fancy them to get to the final still. And I strongly fancy them to progress past Leipzig here. So Atletico Madrid at 8-11, I think, is the best play. Before we move on to the last 2 quarterfinals, let me let you know that everything I'm giving out here, you can bet over at mybookie.ag, the sponsor here of the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can bet on everything. MLB is back, NBA is back, NHL is back. They've all resumed play, even with no fans. But you can bet on all of that over at mybookie.ag. And they're still doing their join-up offer. Join today and mybookie will match your first deposit dollar for dollar up to $1,000. Just enter the promo code SGP when signing up. Remember, at mybookie, the terms are simple. You bet, you win, and they pay. Also, don't forget to check out DraftKings, especially this week. The hits literally keep on coming from one MMA event to the next. They grow excitement and anticipation. And UFC 252, headlined by Miocic and Cormier, the decider, the rubber match, part three, goes down this weekend. And you'll be able to hear an edition of the fight show for that right here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network this week. There is no better place, though, to get in all the action than with DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. For this weekend's fight, DraftKings is offering new users a free shot at $1 million in total prizes. All you need to do is download the DraftKings app now. Use the promo code SGP to get your free shot at millions of dollars in prizes for this weekend's UFC 252 contest. That's promo code SGP to get a free shot at millions of dollars with your first deposit only at DraftKings. We are also brought to you by BetQL. If you want to get an advantage over the sportsbook with NBA, NHL, and MLB action, you need to download the BetQL app. It's all you'll need to make smart bets this season. Head over to betql.co and enter the code SGP for 20% off your first subscription. That's betql.co and the promo code SGP. And finally, if you've ever thought about starting your own sportsbook but don't know how, Ace Per Head is here to help you start that sportsbook. They'll provide you with an all-inclusive professional betting site with all lines updated to the second and wages graded immediately. They have top-notch customer support going 24/7 to some of the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace offers live betting and an amazing mobile experience. Get started today, and Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Moving on with the Champions League, and on Friday, we have the game of the round as Barcelona clash with Bayern Munich. Now, as we saw when this tournament resumed, Barcelona were the 9-1 favourites, with Bayern Munich installed as the 3-1 favourites. So now this game comes along, the bookies have done what we expected them to do, and they have installed Bayern as the heavy favourites. Bayern Munich are at 1-2 to qualify here. It's 6-4 on Barcelona. In the 90-minute mark, it's Bayern Munich are at 10-11. It's 3-1 the draw, and it's 12-5 on Barcelona. Can you spell disrespect? Because this stinks of disrespect. I understand that Barcelona did not look good post-lockdown. They did not win the Spanish league. It's a tough league to win, especially when Real Madrid go on a 100% run and you start neck and neck. Bayern Munich won the Bundesliga. Now, granted, they were 100% post-lockdown, but the Bundesliga is not as difficult to win as La Liga because you don't have that competition coming from Atletico Madrid and Real Madrid. It's just Bayern Munich on their own. I know Borussia Dortmund are a clear second, but they're significantly behind Bayern, which is proven by the fact that over the years, Bayern Munich have been able to buy players from Borussia Dortmund because they are a much bigger club. It is a monopoly. It's not quite as bad as the French league, where PSG win before a ball is even kicked every season, but it's quite similar in that way. It's more similar to the French league than it is to La Liga, which is a very competitive league. I would argue that any of the teams in the Premier League that qualified for the Champions League, I'm talking about Chelsea, Manchester United, Manchester City or Liverpool, would all compete for the Bundesliga title if they were in there, and they would all either finish second or first. Guaranteed. All of those teams are better than Borussia Dortmund. They're all better than Borussia Dortmund, which is why Manchester United are about to prize Jadon Sancho away from Dortmund. So I'm not understanding these odds here, because Barcelona started as the pre-tournament favourites and they've been good in the Champions League this season, especially at home. Their away form has let them down a little bit, but this is a neutral ground. This is a one-off game. a one-off game where you have Messi. In every World Cup, Argentina have a lackluster team, which is propped up by Messi and a whole bunch of attacking players who aren't going to get the ball. It's fine having Dybala and Aguero and all of the players they've had over the years, Di Maria, etc. But the ball always goes to Messi. So you don't really need to be a massively top-heavy team. And that always goes against Argentina at every single World Cup because Messi can't take the weight of the team who aren't good enough defensively to win a World Cup. Yet we still always see them installed as second or third favourites. But he can take the weight of a Barcelona shirt. He's one of the greatest players in the history of the game wearing this Barcelona shirt. It's not too much weight for him. He's accomplished a lot as a Barcelona player. You can go and Google everything that Messi's done in his career with Barcelona. Plus, when you look at what's around Messi at Barcelona, it's not as bad as what he's got at Argentina. This team were the La Liga favourites at the start of the season and the favourites to win the Champions League. Ter Stegen is a solid goalkeeper. Lenglet and Piqué are a decent centre-back pairing. Is it good enough to win the Champions League? Probably not, because Piqué's legs are going. But it's still a quality pairing. Alba is a quality left-back. They're weak at right-back. I don't think that Semedo is good enough to be Barcelona's right-back. They do need to sort out that position. In midfield, they do have quality in midfield, quality that hasn't delivered this season, but they still have the personnel to win a one-off game. It's equal to Bayern Munich. Sergio Busquets, Ivan Rakitic, Arturo Vidal, all household names. Frankie de Jong, these are quality players. Arthur, who's moving on to Juve in exchange for Pjanic. Up front, Suarez, Griezmann, Messi, and you're making these guys the significant underdogs in this game because Bayern Munich were 100% in Germany? I don't buy into it. I'm going to give you two plays here. Both teams to score and over 2.5 goals. That's available at even money. And Barcelona on the double chance market, or you can take this as plus 0.5, basically to avoid a defeat in 90 minutes. Also available at even money. They are going to be my two plays. Complete disrespect, complete lopsided line. Don't agree with it. Will Bayern win this game? Maybe. Maybe Bayern Munich will win this game and I'll look foolish and this Barcelona team are completely finished. Don't forget, I'm the one that came on this podcast and said they won't win the La Liga title for 3 years. That's because I think Real Madrid are going to get stronger. But it doesn't matter if Real Madrid gets stronger in terms of this game. Real Madrid are a strong side with quality players. And had they not approached that Manchester City game 2-1 down, they may have had a chance to qualify. But that's not how things have worked out. Real Madrid need to add one or two players. Barcelona's financial situation is bad. Real Madrid will win the league for 3 years. But in this one-off game, as we're looking at things right now, Barcelona still have the quality. They still can field 11 players here to win this game against Bayern Munich. It's a disrespectful line. It's wrong. And all the value lies on one side. And that's what we're going to go with here. Barcelona plus a half, or Barcelona on a double chance market. It's all at even money. And there's going to be goals in this game because there's too many good players for there not to be. These two teams only know one way to play. So we're guaranteed goals. So over 2.5 and both teams to score together. And you can get that at even money as well for this one. The final game we need to look at is on Saturday. Manchester City versus Lyon. Looks like the most straightforward one of them all. Man City are available at 1-4 in 90 minutes. It's 11-2 to draw and it's 9-1 on Lyon. Man City 1-10 to qualify here and Lyon at 6-1. This represents Manchester City's best chance to get through to a Champions League final as well, because they're going to get through this game and then they are going to take on the winner of Bayern Munich and Barcelona. However, I feel whoever gets through that tie will end up in the Champions League final, because I think Aguero is a big miss for Manchester City. But I still think they'll be able to get through this game. Too many quality players in Sterling, De Bruyne, Gabriel Jesus, Laporte, Kyle Walker, etc. Too much quality here for Lyon, who mainly rely on Memphis Depay, who's just coming off a long-term injury. They were lucky to get through against Juve. Juve dominated that game, pressed for the third goal that they couldn't get. Lyon were given a lucky penalty at the start of the game. And it was evened out. Some people say it was evened out by Juve getting a lucky penalty as well. But it's not evened out because the away goal is so important. And once Lyon got that away goal, even though Juve got themselves a penalty as well, they then needed to score three from that point because of the away goal. Remember, the overall aggregate score in that tie was 2-2. And the away goal was what sent Lyon through. Well, that's all gone now. These are all one-off ties, and they'll be decided on the night. And I think this one will be comfortably decided in 90 minutes, hence the 1-4 price. So obviously, we are looking for a little bit more value. I think the easiest thing to do in this instance is to add over 2.5 goals to that, because I do think that there'll be goals in this game. I think once Lyon are trailing in this game, they'll be forced to chase it. Manchester City have struggled against Lyon previously in the Champions League. One year, actually, Lyon went and got a win away to Manchester City. So they'll be aware of them. I think that will go in their favour in terms of us not seeing any complacency from this City side. And even if Lyon are able to get themselves on the score sheet, even if they score first, I think Manchester City have enough here in this team in order to eat away into that lead and still come out as the winners. So Manchester City and over 2.5 goals here, which is available at 5-6 -120, will be the pick for this game. Closing out with the lock on this show, as we look to remain 100% across the Europa League and the Champions League, we are going to go for Atletico Madrid to qualify at 8-11. There was lots to like here. I like PSG to qualify as well at 4-6. I obviously like the goals in the last game that we covered, Manchester City versus Lyon, Manchester City to win and over 2.5. And I like the goals in the Barcelona-Bayern game, because I really don't see how that one goes under, and I really don't see how they stop each other. I think Messi's going to find himself on the score sheet. Lewandowski's obviously going to find himself on the score sheet. So we may be playing those picks, but if you want the official picks, if you want to continue to make money throughout this competition, then head over to lockbetting.com, because we're not only doing the Champions League and the Europa League, but we're doing all the other sports. We're absolutely killing it in the KBO and the NBA. And of course, UFC 252 goes down this weekend. So head over to lockbetting.com, where we're actually weighing out some futures picks, and our futures are going very well for these tournaments, and you'll get all of that by signing up. But right here, as we look to remain 100%, we're going to continue with Atletico. We sort of have two units riding on this, because we obviously have that play with Atletico to reach the final. So it's kind of double jeopardy for us here, kind of risky territory, but I'm not too worried about it. I'm relatively certain that both PSG and Atletico are going to get through this week and meet in that epic semi-final. And as I said previously, I think Atletico, with what they did against Liverpool, have the quality, have the game plan to stifle these attacking teams that press. And obviously, it's going to be tougher against PSG when you have players like Neymar and Di Maria who can unlock the doors, and Icardi taking the chances. We may even get Kylian Mbappe back for that semi-final. I'm not sure what his status is. But here, with Werner gone, I don't think Leipzig have the firepower. I don't think that they are going to represent too much trouble here for Atletico Madrid. I think Atletico, off the back of that Liverpool win and what they did post-lockdown, remember, that was the catalyst for that. That result against Liverpool was the catalyst for the way Atletico came out post-lockdown. I think when you're looking at that team, a team that also added some goals to their repertoire, because previously they were a team that were grinding out results. They had some very good and convincing results post-lockdown. This looked like a different team. This looked like a team that remembered that they had quality attacking options, not just solid defensive players and solid holding midfielders like Koke and Sal. They have the attacking options as well, like Llorente, Morata, Diego Costa, all these players in their team. This is a dangerous team that I think are good runners here to reach this Champions League final, and I certainly think their journey doesn't end here against Leipzig. So Atletico to qualify at 8-11 will be the lock on this show, as we look to remain 100%. That concludes your Champions League quarterfinal preview. The next show that we do will be collectively covering both semi-finals for the Europa League and the Champions League. So I'll be covering four games, both the Europa League semi-finals and the Europa League the Champions League semi-final as well. So that will all be on one show, and we're doing one show that'll be covering the final as well. Don't forget to check out the fight show at the weekend as we cover UFC 252, and the semi-final show will be out around about the same time. That will be coming out on Saturday, so things are going to get very tight. The fight show will be out on Friday, and then the Champions League and Europa League semi-final show will be out on Saturday, so make sure you check all of that out. That's it from me and this edition of the Champions League show. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys, and thanks for listening.